He acknowledged he didn't want to be there, but was under court order. A key government witness in the federal corruption trial, a former Massachusetts House Speaker, Sal DeMasi, took the witness stand yesterday. It was DeMasi's longtime law partner, Stephen Topazio. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
So how did Sal DeMasi react when his former associate began testifying as a government witness?
You should direct any of the questions to my attorney, Mr. Kiley. He told me that Mr. Kiley wants to address the issue here and the legal issue.
Please just report on what happened in the courtroom.
It is, to put it mildly, a sensitive matter upon which the former speaker's fate might rest. In 1986, attorney and state representative Sal DeMasi hired young Stephen Topazio out of New Jersey. With the Jersey accent still in place, Topazio yesterday called DeMasi his mentor. "I looked up to him for guidance," Topazio testified. "I looked up to Sal." But in court yesterday, he didn't look out to Sal, and his mentor never acknowledged Topazio. The bump in the road began in 2004. When Topazio said he got a call from DeMasi, now the Speaker of the House. DeMasi told Topazio he was going to get a call about a new client from close pal of Sal, Richard McDonough, the lobbyist. McDonough is also on trial here. That new client, it turned out, was Joseph Lally, the hard-charging salesman of Cognos Software. Lally and McDonough talked about software to Topazio. Topazio said he was clueless. He did personal injury law and criminal defense. "I didn't think I was the right person," he said he told them. Yet Topazio was the perfect person, the government alleges, perfect for the purposes of the alleged conspiracy, which involved funneling bribes to DeMasi in the form of legal payments to Topazio. Topazio testified that Lally and McDonough told him not to worry about whether he was the right person. "The company will help you," they said. Cognos gave him a $5,000 a month consulting contract and renewed it every 6 months. Question from the prosecutor: how did DeMasi react? Answer: it's about time we get business like this. Topazio testified that he cashed each check, kept $1,000 for himself, and sent $4,000 to DeMasi as DeMasi's share for the referral. Outside the courthouse, after DeMasi deflected questions about his former protege, his attorney, Tom Kiley, responded.
What Mr. Topazio said today is that he was not happy to be there, that he has looked to Mr. DeMasi as a mentor, and that he didn't want to be there. That's really what I thought I heard from him today.
But what others, and Mr. Kiley surely heard as well, was less helpful to the defense. According to Topazio, DeMasi didn't tell him that he knew Joseph Lally, the Cognos salesman at that meeting, who gave Topazio the contract. Joe Lally was DeMasi's friend. When testimony ended for the day, jurors had this picture to think about: a company seeking millions of dollars in contracts with the state and with a fleet of its own attorneys hires an outside attorney, an attorney who says he knew nothing about software contracts. That attorney never did or was never asked to do any legal work for the company. He's an attorney hired by a friend of Sal DeMasi who wanted DeMasi to use his power to get the state contracts. Testimony resumes tomorrow. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.